Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about some pretty big steps that are being taken in the maritime domain. Joining us is Jason Reed. He's the Director of International Maritime Programs for Serco Canada Marine. Welcome to our show, Jason.
Thank you. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about this new role at Serco and some of the innovation and steps that you're taking with your organization in terms of further building the maritime domain. As our listeners will probably know, Serco has had a significant and stable presence in Canada for several decades. It's been focused in the air domain. Last August, the company acquired Alion Canada as part of a broader acquisition of Alion Science and Technology Naval Systems Business Unit. This acquisition has dramatically expanded Serco's potential for growth in the maritime defense market, especially given Serco's global bench strength in design, build, operation, and maintenance of ships, which is really exciting. Jason, in terms of an introduction, what can you tell us about yourself, and can you tell us a little more about this new role and acquisition at Serco Canada Marine?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly an exciting time for us here. So a bit about myself. I served in the Royal Navy in the United Kingdom for 26 years, specializing as a submarine weapons engineer, mostly frontline roles, a bit of Cold War antics at the beginning, and I finished off in the Navy looking after the deterrent program, continuous at sea deterrence. I retired and I was offered a great job running a submarine business for a company called BMT. I did that for a few years and moved over from delivery into capture. I joined Serco last year as part of the just a coincidental with the acquisition. My role is two-hatted. I'm here to look after and protect the Canadian business, pursuing in-service support and warship designs, icebreaker designs in Canada. And I'm also part of the Global Maritime Leadership Team. So I work across divisions internationally, looking at developing Serco's offerings to our maritime customers, applying the best athletes across the business, across the four continents, to deliver our customer satisfaction.
So I would imagine some of that international exposure then is really coming back and contributing to your strategy for Canada?
Absolutely. What we're doing is we're picking up the best practices across the business and then applying and developing that for our Canadian customers. It's great. I work, you know, and chatting constantly with Australia and New Zealand, the Middle East, the UK, and south of the border, obviously, to sort of pick up the best of the best.
Yeah, I would imagine that that would provide some great opportunities and some good exchanges. Given Alion Canada's pedigree in naval design and engineering, this acquisition has provided Serco with a bit of a head start in the Canadian maritime space. But despite the fact that Serco maritime connections might seem new to people here in Canada, Serco is a bit of a giant in terms of global maritime domain. Can you tell us about your global maritime capabilities?
Well, yes, certainly. First off, if you want a bit more detail, I would point you to the Vanguard interview with my boss, Russell Peters, recently, a great summary of what we've become. So the takeover for Alion was really, I'd characterize it as an existential game changer. So for Alion in Canada, or now Serco Canada Marine, before we were a bespoke warship design house and then supporting customers like the Coast Guard, D&D and small projects, Ministry of Transport Ontario. And then we were acquired by a company that has about 5,000 employees in the maritime domain across four continents. We run fleets of ships in the UK and Australia. We have an icebreaker, 25,000 ton icebreaker, the new Yina, that's just come into service. And so we are now a company that stretches right across the life cycle of vessels. So what we're doing really is we're taking Serco and the maritime up the value chain, if you like, because before we were operators and maintainers, and now we're designers and builders as well. So that's pretty exciting. And I think the exciting thing is the Allian Serco, the Allian Naval Systems Business Unit, and the Serco previously have really complementary abilities in the maritime.
At the heart of things, though, Serco is a service-based company. So how does this play to Serco's advantage when you're partnering or working with other service models?
Yeah, I agree. I think the interesting point is now we are very different from our competitors in that because we run fleets of ships, but we also, you know, operate and maintain them and design them. We actually mirror our customers. So, for example, you know, if we're approaching a Coast Guard customer in a country, we have the same problems as them, but we have the deeper experience drawing upon an international audience of experts and experience. So I think in this space, we're well positioned to be industry disruptors, to do things differently than our competition. And what do I mean by that as a disruptor in our international and domestic markets? We're looking to offer real innovation and value to our customers. And also, we feel that we can bring, as a service provider, we can bring our merciless approach to overheads and lean processes to the heart of the defense industry. You know, full service, in-service support in delivering capabilities for our customers, not just kit, because we're technology agnostic. We are kind of the one-stop shop for your maritime capabilities, whether that's warships, icebreakers, specialty research vessels, tugs, and so forth.
So you've done quite a bit of work in innovation here, and that sounds like a competitive edge as a business model. Are there any other examples that you can share with us that have been a success?
Yeah, I point first off to the New Yina, the 25,000-ton icebreaker. That for us is a full design, build, operate and maintain model. So first off, we worked with our European ship designer to work the requirements of the Australian Antarctic Division into a working concept design and then a working functional design. We then supervised the build of the New Yina at Darman's shipyard in Romania. So throughout, we represented the customer, so much so that they had planned to have 25 people from the customer in the shipyard. And we actually reduced that down to 2 because of the trust that we built with the shipyard and the customer. And now, actually, the New Yina has sailed. We are now conducting and supervising the sea trials in the Netherlands, and we'll go up further north to get through the ice trials. And then we will sail back to Australia. Having then delivered the ship, we will then operate and maintain it for the next 20 years. So it's a full, you know, almost turnkey service from start to finish. So, and we're really proud of that. And then thinking about in the UK and Australia, we provide fleet services to our customers. And we have been working in those services where we deliver TUGs and auxiliary vessel support to both the Royal Navy and the Royal Australian Navy. We've been looking at developing what we call the enterprise approach to solving problems and driving efficiencies into the way we deliver, such that we are looking to not only, you know, drive down the overheads with the customer and improve performance, but also developing from Seacorn cadres of maritime professionals to support the industry going forward. So, you know, we try and touch every part of the value chain in terms of education, career development, meeting regulations and so forth.
There really is a lot going on in the Navy domain, and actually next month our listenership and readership will have an opportunity to hear more from you, Jason, at the Deep Blue event. For those who are not familiar yet, Deep Blue is the first ever Canadian submarine event being hosted by Vanguard Media. And both Jason and his colleague, Jamie Black from Serco UK, will be discussing Serco's capability at the Deep Blue Forum and conference. And more specifically, I think you're going to get into the world of autonomous vessels and underwater surveillance. Is there a little bit of a teaser you could maybe give our audience, Jason?
Yeah, whilst we have a wealth of submarine experience, we wish to focus on the autonomous piece as part of the Deep Blue, because we feel that's probably the most exciting part of the underwater battle space future. Autonomy is new, and it is the new sexy, if you like. But the interesting thing, delivering autonomy is not really about new technology. It's about taking what you have and integrating it into a full system of systems. And there are only a few technological roadblocks at the moment to delivering full autonomous capabilities. And so innovation is one thing. It's not just about the technology, it's about how you use it. And I think how you use it will be Serco's secret sauce in terms of developing autonomous capabilities into the future. Again, we like to feel that we're technology agnostic, but that we provide the integration of systems and systems. And because we reflect and understand our customers, certainly our naval customers, we can do that in a very efficient and capable way. And we'll probably hopefully find time in the Deep Blue Forum to talk about this integrating systems, but also our ambitions in the high Arctic.
Well, definitely. And that's exactly what the Deep Blue Forum is designed to do in Canada. And our listenership and readers can look forward to hearing more by attending that event. So, Jason, what can we expect next from Serco Canada Marine? What are the cards in the future hold?
Well, talking, we are a different beast than we were before. We're going to remain focused on growing Canadian capability from the ground up, developing more and more of our engineering interns, and also through career progression for our engineers and our program people, and supporting, those kind of initiatives. We're looking to learn from our sister company, Canada Services, in how we can incorporate Indigenous themes into that growing Canadian corporate capability and developing good, engineering-related jobs. We have a growing appetite to prime contracts, and so we have become a pre-qualified bidder for the Victoria Class and Service Support contract, and we found out this morning, congratulations to us, that we are a qualified respondent for the Minor War Vessels and Auxiliary Vessels contract. So we'll be looking to build, to deliver these kinds of things, a full spectrum in-service support offering that is based in Canada, but that we want to offer internationally. So we want to bring home some dollars and support the Canadian economy. And so what we're going to do is build on the base of what we've got, form an offering with our international colleagues, and deliver excellence across the world. We're looking to develop the design, build, operate, and maintain model, that we can deliver that to our commercial and government customers here in Canada and internationally. We see actually, Canada is an excellent springboard for offering these capabilities internationally. We're more flexible than our United States and UK colleagues in that space. So we're looking to springboard out from there. And we're looking for more international collaboration. We've got some great ambitions, and we feel that we can add an awful lot of value around the world.
Well, we certainly look forward to hearing about this and staying in touch with you as you continue to progress. And congratulations, by the way, on the win that you just mentioned. Jason, you're pretty involved in the industry as well. I mean, I should mention to our listenership as well, you're involved in a panel discussion at Deep Blue. I think you have a series that you host on the Serco Canada website. With this new role, you're wearing two hats, but it's also a very exciting role. What can we expect from you in terms of your involvement in the community here in Canada?
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the panel discussion. And if the rumours are true, the people that I'll be on that panel with, we should have a good and robust chat there. Yes, I have been doing a series of interviews with Serco people around the world, just to sort of show off, if you like, our global maritime capabilities. I'm responsible for communications and marketing, and I realized in the COVID environment there was no way that we were going to get our sort of standard messages out. So I embarked upon a series of interviews, because I found in Serco when I joined, we've got lots and lots of cool people, that I didn't realize were there. And then we've got lots, and we do really lots of cool things. And finally, we've got a really good future. So I just wanted to get that message out there. So you can see all those short interviews on my personal LinkedIn feed. Yeah, we've got a bright future. Thanks a lot for listening to me ramble on. And thanks, audience, for listening. Cheers.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure, and you're listening to Vanguard Radio. And today we've had the pleasure of speaking with Jason Reed, the Director of International Maritime Programs for Serco Canada Marine. In addition, we will be posting in our show notes the article that ran in Vanguard Magazine. So be sure to click on that and be sure to have an opportunity to chat with Jason at Deep Blue, which is taking place October 29th. Thank you very much for joining us, Jason.
A pleasure and a privilege.